What is up? How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about recording in our temporary new digs?
Well, I like not having mosquitoes bite me.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
And I'm not sweating either.
That's also a plus.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you got to suffer.
Yeah.
You got to suffer
makes
for
you
the
strong.
Craft.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I know. I like this. I like this new studio. Murder Dojo Studios.
Yeah.
We had to take a hiatus from Murder Shed because it was no longer OSHA approved for the summer heat. This heat wave is too hot for mm-hmm. Murder Shed Studios right mm-hmm. now. So here we are. Also, let me say this now. Like, subscribe, rate, review, Patreon.
You did it.
Yeah. I did do it right away. Otherwise, I'd forget it and get to the end and be like, oh my God, why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
Supposed to do that? Although, I mean, people have contacted me like, people who are not techno savvy
yeah.
have contacted me and be like, what's that Patreon thing you're talking about?
It was me.
Yeah. It's like, even though it was like written, it was like Patreon. Yeah. So, you know, join our Patreon. That's where we give you some bonus content. You can subscribe for like $1 a month or a little bit more if you want to pay more. If you feel generous, if you feel like the content is worth it, do your thing.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah.
What I saw we were out today, and up like helicopter level in the air, an umbrella, just floating around.
That's whimsical.
So whimsical. I saw this like black circle up there, and I was like, "What is that?" You know, like is that? I thought it was like a UFO yeah. or something. And Finn's like, "It's an umbrella," and it was just like.
Did you
around.
Register that right away when he said it's an umbrella? Your brain was like, oh, it is.
No, I was like, no. I was like, what is umbrellas wrong with don't you? Float around up in the sky like balloons. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. What do you think? What is American Pie? No. What was it? What was the other one?
Mary Poppins? Oh. What do you?
It's like a mix. Remember the movie that had the plastic bag?
Oh, American Dream.
American Dream.
Yeah.
It's American Dream Poppin'.
Yeah.
The American Poppin' Dream.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was Mary Poppins' umbrella, but somebody like sniped her. She was gone.
Yeah.
It was just her umbrella. That's kind of times we're living in right now.
Yeah.
With all her white privilege up there
get
floating
out of
around.
Fucking sky. Get out of the sky. Like, that's how much white privilege women have.
Yeah.
They have so much white privilege, they float.
Mm-hmm. We do.
That's too much white privilege.
Oh, come on.
We got to do something about that. Grab your slingshots. Grab your pellet guns.
get those Mary Poppins.
Get out of here. Yeah. I mean, I like the imagery of her being sniped, but not murdered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know this overprivileged white chick who floats. Like, I don't care.
That's why you snipe. You just shoot her hand that's holding on to it, so she has to let go.
See, I was hoping that, like, she gets hit with something, like, tiny and then makes a big Karen deal out of it. And, like, let's go. Like, let's go to prove how badly she was hurt. And then she kind of spites herself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she cuts her own nose off to spite her face. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like is the plight of all Karens. Or at least that's what the media wants it to be.
Yeah.
They're always cutting their nose off to spite their face.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful scene. I would love to watch a woman act like, you know, that. Like, ah! I would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's also funny that in this day and age, you see an umbrella floating in the air and it couldn't not be racial.
Yeah. It was a black umbrella.
Yeah, it was an African-American umbrella.
Yeah, true.
But that's a wild sign of the time. That
yeah.
It's like that instantly became...
You can't not talk about it. Everything is like through this weird filter.
Yeah, which is insane to me because I'm watching people talk online. Like we're right now, this is a new segment called I Saw This Ridiculous Post. So this post, it's like... You want to know how white privilege exists? Ask a white person if they want to be black. See what their answer is.
Yeah, I saw one of those. It was like in a, I don't know if they were at a school or something, but the white professor was talking to an audience and she was like, if you want to be treated like an African-American, stand up. nobody's standing right now.
Yeah, she's her name is Jane something.
Okay.
I don't want to say Jane Austen. I think that's somebody else.
Yeah, that's a writer from like.
Yeah, like, but she's like she's not Jane Goodall either. That's the worked with
the gorilla.
Don't you say that?
That's the woman with all that white privilege that she hung out with gorillas.
Yeah. Damn, that's what women. That's what white women do with their white privilege. They hang out with wild animals and float.
Is that really so bad? Like, do we really need to stop that?
That's also the American dream.
Right?
To be able to be, like, the
floating
Tiger
with
King.
Them. Yeah.
Or, you know, the guy that shot that rocket up.
Yeah.
The balloon boy.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Tiger King or the balloon boy. That's uh-huh. the American dream. But, wait, what were we talking about a second ago?
That post that you saw, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, that lady, she does that.
Yeah.
That's her thing. And she set up experiments in... I think the 70s, where they would treat people with different eye colors differently, white people, to show them what racism felt like.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Because you can't change your eye colors. You're born with this eye color.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, see that? You don't like being treated badly. But it's like, no shit.
Yeah.
Nobody likes being treated badly.
No.
You're not proving anything.
I don't need an experiment to prove that.
Not at all. Not at all. Like, no. People don't like being treated badly.
No.
We didn't need science for that.
No.
That's like a pretty common trope.
Yeah.
You know? And it also doesn't prove anything.
No.
You know, because if you ask most black people if they want to be white, I'll say no. I'm not saying yes to that. Like,
right.
That's weird. Why would I want to be white?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does it matter in America?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if you were asking me somewhere else, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But like, I'm, you know, that doesn't prove white privilege.
What if they said, do you want to be treated like white people? Would you need more information? Like, which,
I would,
which white people?
I would. Because
like
what
a
is
wealthy
that even?
White person or a poor white person?
Yeah. And it's like a wealthy white person isn't treated that way just because he's wealthy.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
All, like he's earned wealth to get, he's buying that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get treated the way that I can afford.
Yeah.
To get treated. I'm
yeah.
fine with that.
Yeah.
You know? So, but that's it's just a funny thing that people are going to prove white privilege. It's like, what is that even, like how is that the measure? Like how many people want to be your race? Like that's the measure of something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a...
And then, so, you know, elephant in the room, what about someone like Rachel Dolezal?
She does, yeah.
Right? She lived an undercover life as a black person.
Yeah.
But pretty much an overcover life as a... she was a black person.
Yeah, yeah.
And lived that way.
Uh-huh.
What about the Prime Minister of Canada? That guy can't stop doing blackface.
So true, so true.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You would think with all the blackface people, all the people getting caught with blackface, that some people would be like, yeah, yeah, I'd like to be treated like I'm black.
Yeah. I mean, that would be probably the only way out for, you would have to be conservative. These liberals, it's like they're like, yes, I did blackface, but remember trans, gay? You know, it's like, I support all this other stuff, so.
Yeah.
We're just going to let that slide, right?
Yeah.
I don't let it slide.
Yeah, somehow. Which prince? I always like to remember one of the princes of England. He dressed up like a Nazi, right? And we still love him.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Well, I don't even know if I want to talk about this.
A lot of this stuff, I'm like, I don't know.
Right? Because I'm trying to like, how do I get out of this race shit that we're talking about right now? I don't want to talk about race anymore. I'm so sick of race right now. I don't want to be a race. How about that? I don't want to be any race right now.
Oh, yeah. You should be able to opt out. If you don't feel like, yeah, you should be able to opt out.
That like somebody, if somebody asked me, would you ever want to be white? Neither. Can I do neither right now?
I don't really feel like I don't identify. Yeah. Yeah, I had to do. We got like a million things in the mail about the census,
mm-hmm.
and I finally did it, and I was like, "This is so invasive."
Yeah, it's like I don't want to admit that I'm white to this thing.
Yeah,
it's gonna get me canceled.
Yeah, and like, the kids, I'm like, I don't know what race. Like, I don't know what to claim. Like,
yeah, and then people are like, when you marked white, on your senses? Did you do it with shame, or did you do it unabashedly? Yeah. It's like, you don't have to answer that question. Yeah. It's like, with shame? You better not answer with shame around me.
I won't. I was confused. It was all confusion. Yeah. Very confused. I'm white.
The right answer. Yeah, you can't. You can't with any sort of confidence mark white on anything right now.
No.
And you got to furrow your brow. You got to furrow your brow every time you fill out a form.
White, I'm sorry.
So what I was going to say, which I didn't want to talk about, but I got to get it out of my head, was, you know, like Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, Jussie Smollett.
Right? And then now Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace, yes.
Right? Yep, and it's like, it's not looking good for curly-headed, light-skinned dudes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they look way too much alike.
Yeah.
To have been involved in something that
similar. Do they? I didn't know what Bubba looks like.
I mean, I'm not being racist on this one. They have very similar features.
Yeah.
They look like they're cut from the same cloth. Like,
yeah.
If you were told they were cousins by like their dads or brothers or something, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
They look just like
that. And not just because I'm white and insensitive.
Yeah. No, well, I'm saying it. Yeah. You're agreeing with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you have to be to agree with shit.
Did you hear about, speaking of curly haired, did you hear about Shia LaBeouf getting in trouble recently?
Yeah, speaking of curly-headed, light-skinned dudes.
Yeah.
He is, like, one of the most subtle wiggers that exists in the world.
Uh-huh. Because
he's for sure a wigger.
For sure.
But when you're listing wiggers, he's not going to come up on your list.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh, fuck, Shia LaBeouf is a wigger.
Yeah. So he's doing a new movie called The Tax Collector.
Okay.
And the previews for it just came out. And it's, like, about... It's about like Hispanic kind of gang stuff or something. And people are mad at him because they're saying that he's doing brown face.
Come on. He's a well-established documented wigger. He can do whatever he wants. He's just on the cusp.
Right? He's yeah, if he can't do it, come on now. That was a well-casted thing, you know? And
absolutely.
It was like,
absolutely.
And plus, like, they're like, listen, these are neighborhoods that have all sorts of people. And, like, this is the culture of the neighborhood. You know, like, white people do this. It's not just like.
Do you think they're going to try to get him for wigger face?
I think so. They're going to try to get him. I don't know if it's going to stick or not.
That's another funny thing. Like, the idea of, like, a black person appropriating wigger culture.
Yeah.
do you know? Like, it's like, you it sounds crazy at first, but then you're like, oh, I know exactly what that
was. Yeah,
like.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a funny concept to me. And, man, we'll hopefully we'll eventually get off a race at some point in this podcast. But the other night at poker,
yeah,
we started using N-word as a racial slur for everybody.
Yeah, everybody and it was an N-word.
One of the most fun times I've ever had in my life, like, because it requires a descriptor before, so you know which N-word people are talking about. Because you just can't say N-word.
Yeah,
because it's like, well, what color N-word?
Yeah,
what kind of N-word are we talking about?
Yeah,
and man, we had so many fun descriptors for N-words.
Yeah.
And each time it was like, you knew exactly, like the image of, like, we could have all drew the person and showed it to each other at the same time. And it'd be like, oh, shit.
That's like the new game, the N-word game. Like, you have to draw.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun. All right. So, let's, what do you got? What do you got for us?
So I wanted to tell you a story about a Florida man.
All right. Ooh, let's play the Edward game. I'm so excited.
So this Florida man, he goes by the name Magic.
Yeah.
And
by the way, that needs to be a segment. The N-word game.
Yeah.
Because, like, this could be it right here, right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're I don't know what this Florida man is, but I'm assuming he's a white guy.
I could tell you his name. Should I tell you his name? His, well, like, not his, not Magic, but
yeah,
like,
yeah,
his.
No. I'm going to. So right now he's a Floridian N-word.
Yeah.
We'll go. Yep. We'll start there.
So he wrote an SOS to the Tampa Bay Times. He said, I'm a prisoner on my own property with over 200 parrots and I have no way to get in or out.
Where are you then? What is he writing this letter from the fourth dimension? Like, what the fuck? I can't get past that part. Like, you kept reading, huh? Like, where is he? How does he know where he is?
Magic is on his property.
He's on his property.
He's on his property.
But he has no way to get in and out in and out
it's
of
like
his house.
It's like a riddle.
Yes. Yeah, like, this is for sure the N-word game. This is what is no, this is the N-word paradox. all right.
He is on Zaxi, Florida Bird Sanctuary.
Okay.
He's on his bird sanctuary.
Bird sanctuary?
His bird sanctuary.
Gotcha.
And so there's he's got a neighbor named Linda Fowler. And Linda sold him the property 10 years.
It's kind of funny because like fowl is bird. I just had to say that. I mean.
Well, Linda has a horseback riding ranch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of a paradox.
Yeah.
Linda, you really threw me for a loop there. Yeah. Like, you own, your last name's Fowler, you do bird work.
Well, she sold the property to.
But horsing is your main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Horsing around is your main thing.
Yeah.
All right, Linda.
Ooh, so, riddles. she sold him the property 10 years ago, and the deal was that she could ride her horses across his sanctuary, and he.
Lady Godiva style?
Yeah, just
that naked side saddle.
Maybe. She sounds like
what kind of N-word is she?
But
one of them horse riding N-words.
And there's like a road, like so. He has a creek on one side of his property, yeah. And people own another side of his property, and then she owns the other border of his property. Mm-hmm. And there's a road that went through her property that he used to use to get in and out, but it has a gate, and she's locked it.
Uh-oh.
And she's not letting him use this road. And so his easement is through the other people's property, but it's like overgrown and they have a gate too that's locked.
Yeah.
And he can't like use it. And
wait,
so
you just like breeze by that word easement as if I should know it and so should the people listening. I mean, like, if for everyone that is listening that knows what that word is, I didn't mean to insult you. But I don't.
it's like you have legal, it's not your property, but you have legal right to use it.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, she's like, they're in a court battle about this now. And so like,
is he in the courtroom? Where is this man?
No, he's not his bird sanctuary. He's got a pro
we
bono lawyer.
This man. I need to know where his man is.
You need to know where Magic is.
Yeah. And yeah, please help me find this Magic N-word, please. This Magic teleporting N-word. Maybe that's what it stands for. Maybe he is like a magic. He's like
he's a leprechaun.
I'm like
N-word.
A magic. I'm the Magic N-word. Okay, so what? So he's Irish. He's an Irishman.
And she says that she reneged on her.
Of course, she did
her deal because.
Can we say she re-n-word?
She re-n-worded on her deal because he
or re-end.
Yeah, because he would jump out of the woods like a madman and make the kids cry that were riding her horses.
That needs more description. Like, how does a madman jump out of the woods? Maybe he was jumping out like, where am I? Someone please tell me where I am. There are so many parrots, I can't get in or out. Am I in or am I out?
And like, she spent over $100,000 in legal fees, like, and so like, but the court case is like put on hold and he's not allowed to use this entrance, the gate's locked, and he's stuck on here with all these birds that he's got to feed.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any volunteer help, because I imagine this being like Tiger King, because he said the people that used to help him were old people and college students, and college students are gone.
Yeah,
and old
bird people.
Yeah, the old people aren't coming back.
Old people and like black guys, like black anime loving, comic book loving black guys.
And because of COVID, none of these people are coming back to help him.
Yeah.
So he's got all these birds, 200 of them, that he's got to feed every day by himself, and he can't go get food. So they're living, him and the birds are living off of bananas and bamboo that grows on on the property.
They're going feral together.
Yeah.
He's like a wild bird man.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. And so he's reaching out for help.
Yeah, man. That's I wonder how that bird society is forming. You know, like you see the alpha, you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, so there was talk about how like he's famous for being able to handle
fucking up birds.
No, yeah, maybe like birds that bite people that are like unruly. Yeah. Like they don't bite him. Like he was like, this is my parrot. It bites everybody. It doesn't bite me. Like he can handle any bird.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's the bird whispering type of N-word.
Yeah. And they'll talk to him and be like, do you want a beer? Like they like, you know, they communicate. They're talking to him and communicating. And
like,
he,
well, not just like reciting bird things. They're like, oh, man, how's your day?
I don't know. The example was, do you have a beer?
Do you have a beer?
Do you have a beer?
Okay. Do you have a beer?
Which is probably what he's saying when he's walking around his bird sanctuary.
Yeah.
And he's getting nervous because hurricane season's coming, and he's got boxes to put the birds in when hurricanes come, but he can't do it all by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting.
So it was like a GoFundMe, and like he's reaching out for the help.
Man, I'm trying to think of a Bird Box reference, but I didn't see that movie.
Oh, no.
So I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to say something that makes me look retarded. I'm like, but just know, I know, there's a reference there. Oh, man. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. I saw a guy in the grocery store today wearing a sarong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything underneath it?
Well, I mean, I think that would
be... Did you lift it up? Yeah,
that would have been a very invasive question. You know, it's like, I mean, but that's one of those things where it's like, I mean, I already have to just act like that's normal to begin with.
What race was he?
Ooh, what kind of N-word was this? One of them sarong wearing N-words. He was black.
Okay. Black people are just doing anything they want
just
nowadays.
Just whatever the fuck
so.
They want. And he was like totally a guy that you wouldn't expect to see in a sarong. But once you see him in a sarong, you're like, oh, of course this motherfucker.
Really? Yeah. I feel like I need to see this.
He was like shorter. He was jacked. Bald.
Yeah.
Like a little light skin. He was bald, had the goatee. And he had on fancy, like, Versace shades or something.
I feel like this is your brother-in-law.
Yes. It is Sterling in a sarong. 100%.
Okay, that's what I was getting from it.
Yes, that's what, right? So it's like, because he's such a fashionable guy.
Yeah.
You're like, and like masculine.
Yeah.
At the same time where it's like, yo, no homo. Like all that stuff. Yeah. He's like very, he's a no homo N-word.
Yeah.
And he's just rocking the sarong and like wearing these sick ass sneakers. It's like, don't you have to be wearing sandals in a sarong?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man? But it's like, just gonna act like that's normal now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's, I'm not here to judge anybody based off of what they wear, but it's like, I just don't think, I don't know. You're sending a lot of signals when you're walking around in a sarong.
Yeah.
One, you're not at all prepared to hop over a fence.
No.
It's not happening.
No.
You can't really defend your lady.
So what are the sneakers about? Yeah, if you're not jumping fences.
I mean, you know, black people always wear sneakers and everything. You know, black people find a way to wear sneakers with everything.
Fair
sneakers
enough.
Are not supposed to be worn with. And honestly, the sneakers really tied it together.
Yeah, I believe
the sneakers,
it.
They matched the colors of the sarong.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, which is like, him wearing that sarong was no accident. He didn't accidentally end up in the sarong.
Yeah.
You know? It's so yeah, and a white V-neck T-shirt.
Oh,
tight,
okay.
White V-neck T-shirt on the top.
Okay, I was wondering if there was anything underneath the, like the top part.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I guess.
There's no rules on how you're supposed to do that, because
there are no rules at all anymore.
No.
You know, and that's the type of anarchy that I was worried about.
Black men wearing sarongs in the grocery store with sneakers.
Yeah. What is up with this?
I don't know.
We're doing this now?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. That's insane.
It is crazy.
I mean, at the same time, though, it was like I was looking at him and thinking about how hot my crotch was. And it's like,
you're a little jealous?
I don't know. I don't know what he was wearing underneath that sarong.
Yeah?
I didn't know if he had on the proper apparel for me to be jealous.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
So I was just like, oh, you can't even fucking play kickball and shit, dude. Like, what is wrong with you?
Got to hike it up, like.
Yeah.
To take a big step to go up the stairs.
Yeah, it's like you know, every time you see, it's like the opposite of, like, every time you see these videos of, like, people in the hood about to fight each other, they got to hold their pants up.
Yeah.
And, like, talking all this shit with one hand holding their pants up.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to hike up.
Yeah. You know? He's got to tie it to one side. Like.
Yeah, it was already tied. Man, whatever. Whatever. So what else you got? What else you got?
What else I got? So I don't know if I'm new to this or not, but are you familiar with the NFAC?
M?
N?
N.
N.
N-word for America.
Actually,
yeah,
it stands for the Not Fucking Around Coalition.
That's close.
Yeah.
Very close. I mean, if not, right on the nose.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this group of N-words all about?
They are an armed black militia. They're not protesters. They're not demonstrators. They're not fucking around. They don't come.
We ain't fucking around with that protest shit.
Yeah, they are 100% black. No brown people. No white people.
Uh oh.
100% black.
Man, what does that even mean? What would I be?
I don't know. I felt like I needed to ask you
because I am.
Brown.
I'm racially black. Like, my mom and dad are both black, but, like, I am aesthetically brown.
Yeah, so I guess they're, like, mixed race kids. Get out of here, too. I don't know. I saw a video of them, and there was definitely one person that I was like,
I don't know if you guys are following your own rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that N-word get in there?
They're down in Georgia. And they, so they marched, so they're like, listen, we're here to send a message, like, that's their thing. They're down in Georgia, they were marching at the Stone Mountain Park on Saturday, and they want those.
At the Stone Mountain Park?
Yeah.
Do you forget Stone Mountain? We lived in Georgia,
We never went to it.
But we knew about it, the people talked about it, we knew it wasn't the way you said it. It's Stone Mountain, not Stone Mountain Park. It was a stone mountain park. No, it's Stone Mountain. Act like you were regional for a second.
Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
They want the statues of Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. They want them gone.
Yeah.
They're not fucking around. They want statues. I don't know. It was funny to me. Like, it's like they're all this big buildup and stuff. And I was like, okay, what do they want? And they just want some statues taken down again.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like fucking around to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was, like, buying into him for a second, and then with some statue shit, it's like, oh, they're fucking around.
Yeah. Grand Master Jay is their general. He's their leader. He founded it.
Your leader is General Grand Master Jay, and you claim to not be fucking around? What? What is wrong with you people? The only thing I know they're doing for a fact is fucking around.
They showed them marching. They are heavily armed, man. They're all these.
Well, I mean, I don't. How many guns do you feel like you have to have on you so that no matter what you're doing, you're not fucking around?
One.
One. So if I was like, if I had one gun on me and I was just playing Dr. Mario,
he's not fucking around. I don't know. That's how it works in my book.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You need more than one gun for me.
Yeah. How many guns do you need?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the gun.
Yeah.
It depends on the gun. I don't know.
I guess that was the thing. It was like rifle guns. Like, you know, like ones you carry with two hands.
Two-handed guns?
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. That is not. If I was playing Dr. Mario with one of those strapped to my back, clearly not fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's fair. I'll give you that.
There's one guy with like a full face mask on.
Yeah.
Like.
Man, I have these things. I don't even know why. I'm like, why did I write these things down? It's like, blankets are weird.
Like, you can picnic on them. You can sleep under them. And then you're trying to get away from race. You're like, let's talk about anything besides weird race relations.
I was thinking about, I don't know. I was just like on that the other day for like 10 minutes like in my head. Just like, man, it's just so weird that like we're so cozy in blankets. it's just a weird thing. And it's like, it's a pretty common thing. Like everybody's cozy in a blanket.
We are all cozy in a blanket, right? Huh?
I don't know too many people that don't also use a blanket in the wintertime and just find a way to make it so cold in their sleeping room that they use a blanket.
Yeah, you got to use a blanket.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like when did that become a thing for humans?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because like, yeah, I don't want to be like, even in our house, I'm like, I need to be under a blanket so I'm not exposed so things can't get me.
Yeah, it's like that's a weird, see?
Yeah.
It was weirder than it was like, there's a little more there to bite on than you thought,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's something to chew on. It's like, why do we need blankets? And then it's you think about other places, you know, when we're like helping them out. Mm-hmm. And it's like rice and blankets. They always need like rice and blankets. And it's like, you know,
Magic Birdman had a bag of rice he was living off of. Along with his bamboo and bananas. I don't. He might be done with his rice by now, but.
Oh, this is concurrent? This is something that's like.
Yeah, he needs help right now. You can go. You can go find him on GoFundMe.
Oh, he has a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Man, what's it called?
I don't know.
All right,
but
whatever.
I mean, he's the. It's probably his. He's Zaxi Florida Bird Sanctuary. Zaxi is one of his favorite birds' name.
Yeah, if you want to keep a bird N-word alive.
his full name is Majid Magic Esmerelli.
Oh, okay. Man. Wow. It completely changed the type of weirdness I see this guy having.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know why this is the case, but when he was a white guy in my mind, he also didn't have all of his teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but now that he's foreign, he's like well put together. Has all his teeth, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
you wonder what's wrong with Linda, why she's like, he's like, what does it mean to be jumping out of the woods like a madman, right?
Yeah.
Why are the kids all crying?
Yeah, now it's like, now is Linda racist? Right? Now it's like, were the kids racist?
Yeah.
They were so racist that seeing a brown man made them cry.
A brown man with all these birds? He's magical. Get out of here, Linda.
Man. Yeah. That's, I think what are we at here? I think I'm good. I think we're good for because like
we don't want to talk about blankets anymore.
I mean, blankets are the shit. But so yeah, we're similar to some stuff. So okay, I had blankets are weird. Just using the word weird as many ways as I could.
The word weird is weird.
Yeah. And it's like weird. It's weird how nobody's sick.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about that.
Which is mind blowing.
The body's holding it in.
Yeah. It's like think about that if you're listening right now still. I know I said we were done, but I apologize. Clearly not done. But think about how you don't see people being sick right now.
Nobody has the sniffles.
Not even COVID. No, we're not talking about COVID. We're just like all the people that you know that normally have terrible allergies, like where are they?
Yeah.
Where are all the snifflers? I remember I'd be in grocery stores and I see snifflers everywhere.
Yeah.
Constantly people with red
Coppers?
Noses. Yeah. I mean, my allergies, like my body's not letting me have allergy problems.
People
right
are
now.
Using their masks. They're just like,
yeah. Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just something to consider.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you been sick recently? Are you sick? Like, I'm like looking at the back of one camera. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to record tomorrow. Because this isn't going to be the Patreon.
Okay.
This is going to go out to the people. And then we got to do another.
Tell the people our business.
What's up?
Telling our people that the people are business.
What business?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean like what we're doing with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, they can know. They can know. Okay. They can know how we distribute this. But
okay.
No, I just want to, because it's like, yeah, we're not one of those secret podcasts where it's like we try to act like we're not actually doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like you try to like hide the seams of the show.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, you know what we're doing. You know that we're sitting in a spot in our house talking into microphones, you know? So yeah. It's So yeah, this is gonna be a shorty, and then we'll get. We gotta make up some Patreon episodes. So cameras just went out. It's perfect timing. All right. The audio recorder hasn't gone out yet, so you're probably listening to us on the logo of Two Jack Bros right now. So thank you for listening, and we love you all. You're all the best. No shout outs because this is already, the cameras are already out.
Yours is on.
All right, well, I guess I'm still here.
Yes.
And I don't know where Anthony is. She can't get in or out right now.
SOS.
All right, thank you so much. We love you later.
Bye.